Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hello, welcome to the White Noise Podcast, episode 11.
Wow. Legs 11.
Bring out callers and what have you. This week I'm joined by Max Smith.
Hey. That's fun.
It's funny that.
It's fun.
Tom Looney.
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 Looney. Looney.
Ethan James behind the desk.
Ethan James.
No. You can't
that
all
was
the time.
Actually, that was quite. Yeah. Operatic.
Yeah, would you like me to do it again?
No, we've got it once.
Okay.
It's better than the chant, I think. That's sort of more grandiose.
Ethan James.
Not the chant.
Okay.
Just that.
Just
big,
your name.
Yeah, that's really good. And Ryan, look.
Hey, Ryan. Ryan. Ryan.
For listeners at home, Ryan's wearing a fez.
Yeah.
And that's not the only thing he's wearing.
Well, no, obviously, yeah.
A new era.
It'd be weird if...
Yeah. Well, obviously, I had my trip to Turkey recently.
Obviously, yeah.
Yeah, and I just, you know, got jealous that I couldn't afford a hair transplant, so just settled with this.
Who were you jealous of?
Yeah.
Did I say jealous?
I think so.
Jealous that I couldn't afford... Oh, yeah. Right, so many things now.
Let's start with Max.
Yeah,
Max, what have you been up to this week?
Do you know what? I don't know how much of my big move was edited out of the last podcast, but I've...
He got off the couch?
Yeah.
Cheeky.
Yeah. Then I fucking lifted the couch into a van, moved it to a big yellow self-storage.
Oh, yeah, I've never been to one of those.
Do you know what? It's weird inside, because it's just corridors and corridors of... Just, you know, these sort of storage facilities.
And you
could get lost.
What did you think it was going to be?
Well, I didn't think it would be like, you know, like literally like one floor has like 100+ storage.
The small ones. Yeah.
And you're thinking, it's mental. You could get lost in there.
It is mental.
Bro did.
But you've made it your home now, haven't you?
I have, yeah. I wish I could.
Really?
It's like £300 for 2 months. Bro spending
a little gang of us, the storage people.
Me and the squirrels.
I've not been allowed into the gang. It's just me watching the little gang scurry around. But yeah, no, it's fun. It's all my stuff's just in one big room now.
What is all your stuff?
Oh, bro. Desks, table, bed.
It's a lot
of stuff in it.
You had a bed.
Yeah, I've got a bed, man.
I thought when you're renting somewhere, it's just the bed there.
Yeah, so we had to get rid of their mattress because it had period blood and cigarette burns in it. So I thought, I'm not sleeping on this.
Oh. Yeah. There's a shortage of tampons because of someone.
Oh.
Stocking them up his arse.
Are you selling them still or are you just leaving them up there?
Sure. Yeah.
You can only take somebody through customs. So. Weird guy.
Lucky you don't have diarrhea because they'd swell up, wouldn't they?
They would, yeah.
Yeah,
that's how they work.
That's the worry, isn't it?
Absorbing.
Yeah.
I'm so lucky.
Did Ryan help you out with your move?
Not yet. I'm slightly pissed because he went to town drinking on the day that I was like moving my stuff.
Wait, when you move into a place that's, you know, not a storage.
Yeah, sit down.
Hold on, let's lose the pretense to this.
Well, mansplain, Ryan.
He moved and, you know, he needed help. You weren't there.
I wasn't asked.
You're watching the F1?
You weren't asked. It's clear you weren't asked about him. That's clear.
Not to be rude, but I was waiting for you to be like, do you need any help, mate?
Yeah. Can you be rude?
You...
Yeah.
Yeah, you... little...
you're editing this one as well.
Wait, do I have to beep that out?
Yeah,
man.
Really?
You silly. Anyway, Max, have you had anything else going on?
We went to view a house. It was perfect.
Oh, that should be good then.
Really beautiful house. 4 rooms.
Oh, that sounds great.
4 bedrooms.
Yeah.
Not just 4 rooms. I'd be fuming. 4 bedrooms, all equally massive. Massive rooms.
Where is it?
1,900. Ochre Place. It's in West Didsbury. Great location.
Yeah.
And I didn't get it. So I'm fuming at that.
Did they give a reason?
I call them up and I go, why not? I was the first person to put an application for it. And he went, landlord didn't like it.
Oh.
Landlords.
I've been there, mate.
Have you?
Yeah, I've been rejected for a profit.
enjoy those rooms, buddy.
Don't even want it. just wanted to outbid you.
Put it back on the market.
Storage unit.
Fill it with tampons.
You fit a lot of tampons in there, yeah?
Yeah.
We had a group viewing. And there was like, you know, a couple of threes. And there was just one guy on his own.
Why does he rate people?
Oh, mate, honestly, they were
grim,
mid,
isn't it?
They were mid.
Three's lower than mid, mate.
So what the f*** do you need a big bedroom for? You're going to be sleeping there on your own, you little
twat. Somebody's sleeping, mate. Sassy got granddad. Listeners, there's a lot of hand motion going on. Tim, what have you been doing?
Oh, what have I been doing?
Oh, my God.
Very, very busy at the moment.
Have you made your football comeback yet?
I have, yeah. So Monday.
Have you?
Well, I made my football comeback the week before, but I had diarrhea. So
it was, those tampons!
So I got through the game, picked up a win, obviously, but I was playing at kind of half speed this Monday. I think I probably played the best I've played in about 3-4 years.
Wow.
How much have you played in the last 3-4 years?
It's been very stop-start. As I've alluded to in the past, but I just felt like young Tom again.
So the dreams of a career as a footballer
could
they live on?
It's a big 12 months coming up.
Wow!
Yeah.
At what age would you be like? Oh, that footballer's passed it.
Well, at any age, you can sort of gather the concept of a player passing the ball to another one.
That's fun.
A bit of sport chat, you know.
That's fun. Yeah, I didn't even know that. Yeah, that concept.
It's getting older. To be fair, back in the day, I think once you get to like 32. Generally with sports science you were kind of getting towards the end, whereas now people are going
to make
40.
Your professional debut,
yeah,
you're looking at more late 20s.
It's over for me.
Who say that?
Well, in that sense it is, yeah. Do you know what, I just want to enjoy it.
Max, what can people get for £4 a month?
Probably, oh God, you can get a load
pork
of
pies.
Pork pies are expensive now.
The Patreon is £4 a month. You will get a weekly episode on the Patreon.
Yeah.
It's an hour long at least.
Wow. At least! Bare minimum! Least.
Yeah, yeah. Bare minimum, great new character.
Yeah.
Special. The month just gone was spill your guts or fill your guts.
Yeah.
We ate some stuff, we said some stuff.
Yeah, I did not feel good.
I still feel sick.
Yeah, I think it's because James Ormond was filming. Yeah, loads of stuff. You can get all the back catalogue. And we have interactive chats.
Yeah.
Get involved.
Please do.
You have joined the disco.
Yes.
Tom is in the Patreon Discord. Whee! Disco. Max had just left it derelict, you know.
He had a lot of
dust.
People saying, yeah, just did more in like a couple of hours than you did in all those weeks.
Which is weird because I was the one that set it up. I was the one that was stressing over how to make it work.
They were not fans of you.
No, they did not care. They did not care. They don't care about the foundations being built. They just care about just what it is.
Leader coming in and just, taking it. Yeah.
I might get on this Discord.
Fuck off, Ryan. Yeah,
you can pay £4 a month.
Yeah, I know. I will. I'm going to do that soon. Getting bored of, asking for links.
That I said people would do that. I said
you need
it,
mate. Your
that.
Armpits stink.
They genuinely do. Yeah, you do. You know, when you're in duty free, pick up an aftershave.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, Ryan, how was Turkey? Describe it in 10 words or less, please.
Oh, okay. Well,
7 left. Do you want let loose? Have as many as you want.
Okay, thank God. Sorry for blasphemy. So I
Ryan,
have,
say something, come on.
It's been an hour, Ryan.
It got to the day of Turkey, and I just thought...
Oh, day of Turkey. Turkey Day.
Some people call it Christmas. Yeah. Well, Thanksgiving if you're American.
Day of Turkey.
And I don't know if any of you guys have had this, but I've been having a sort of mental breakdown recently.
I've had a few when speaking to you.
Yeah, yeah. Just,
I feel coming on
I could not go on that trip.
Why?
There was many, many reasons.
Name three.
So you didn't go?
I know, I didn't go.
Oh!
I'm shocked. I'm shocked to my core.
What?
I'm sure it's all brand new information for
me and Dave fucked in his bed so much. Oh, wait, Dave wasn't there. Who was that? Who was that chuckling behind me?
Still going through it. Hopefully it'll all end soon, the breakdown.
You seem tense.
When you start talking about a breakdown, it'll make you a bit tense, won't it? But I've still had like a nice week.
I think it makes for great clips on the Diary of CEO, so could you make it work for us, please?
Yeah.
When you speak about your breakdown, just make it really interesting and clippable, please.
Okay.
Ryan, what was the hardest moment for you when you were supposed to be in Turkey, you know, that week? What was the worst bit?
Probably the bit where I was just like, oh, God, no, don't do this.
What do you mean?
Are you trying to get some sort of acting role from that? Is that for your fucking 2025 show?
I can't do it, guys.
What act?
What's going on?
So I remember messaging you on the day saying, have a safe flight. Good friend like that.
Yeah,
I didn't get anything during the pub parade.
Did you message him?
No, because I didn't want my...
you've got a big move coming up and you know you're going to be leaning on Ryan.
Yeah.
I know that you're not really allowed to have your phone on a plane, so right, okay. There's no point. I'll wait for the day after.
Right, okay. Yeah. Have a safe flight.
Yeah.
Did you get that message the day after?
Fortunately not. You did cheer me up, you phoned me, and you went, Rhino flight, as soon as I answered.
Yeah, Rhino flight.
Yeah. That got me giggling.
And that made up for it, did it?
Yeah, it did make me feel a lot better, actually.
Well, it's nice to see the therapy's working.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. I maybe need more.
Yeah. So in terms of Ryan being happy, when was the last time you had a good day?
From start to finish.
I mean, I have lots of good days. Like, I don't... Just because I get anxious, it doesn't mean I don't have a good day.
Did you have a good week when you had the flat to yourself?
After the first few days had passed, yes. Yeah.
There's only 7 days in a week.
Yeah, yeah. But when like it sort of settled
day four.
In and I definitely wasn't
stopped
going.
Shaking and crying.
Mm. Well, I saw you on the Tuesday and you were still deliberating going.
I was still umming and ahhing. And it wasn't until Wednesday where the decision was made that okay, I'm not going now.
Because
no
they're
point.
Coming back tomorrow.
Pretty much.
We literally can't.
Because we were in the car and you said, oh, my suitcase is packed, I could go. And I said, Ryan, I'll take the airport now. And you went, nah.
That's true.
No, I just started swerving to really, really set him off. So what I was saying to you was, if you make a decision, Ryan, stand by it.
Yeah.
And look for the positives. What's the positives of doing this podcast, Ryan?
Oh, just hanging out with your mates, making some great chat.
Funny way of phrasing it.
Making some great
memories to look back on. The audience.
Yeah. Interacting with the audience. Well, that's true enough, Ryan.
What have you been up to, Stephen?
We filmed a vape sketch.
Nice.
Should be out by now. I just thought vapes are really popular. Lots of people have them. It'd be great to do a little investigation into it. So did that. Filmed in a vape shop called Evaporate in Salford.
Oh, wow.
You would have loved it.
Yeah, it had Warhammer. It was half half vape shop, half Warhammer.
What? That's so weird.
I like Warhammer.
Yeah, I think it looks cool.
Right.
Yeah. We're filming in there. Tony was the shopkeeper, not based on a racial stereotype. It's because he had to go to a wrestling thing midday. So I was like, right, well, you could do the first scene then.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, God, I've got Tony doing that. So
it was the accent, though, wasn't it?
It was the accent, very Peter Andre-esque. But yeah, he was doing that. This guy was ruining a shot. I get smacked by the door, and he was just tapping me with it. I'm like, I've got to get dropped by this.
Man, it was a tough door,
and I was fuming at one point because I'm like fighting the air because I'm threatening Tony, and then I get to a point where Ryan's meant to bash me with it, and he's doing it soft. So I'm like, Ryan, just bang me with it. I was like, imagine it's me doing it to you. That's the speed I want. Mm. And then he got me. But then he gets me with it. And then we keep filming because Tony's kicking me out of the shop.
Yeah.
And Ryan just comes back and stands in the doorway. The first one, he stood in the doorway the whole time. And Ormond's going, Ryan, you just stood there. You need to look like a customer.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, stand by that glass case. He's going, I was doing that. And James goes, wasn't doing that. This guy was a mess.
Stood there in his
there was, well, when I was outside the shop to
there's
begin with, right, the sun was bouncing off, right, so I couldn't really see inside.
I went out there and I could see exactly what I
bouncing
needed to
off
see.
What?
Yeah.
Just blinded.
Full of shit, this bloke.
No.
Not Huel.
No one could see.
He's bloody
did
messed.
You try any of the vapes?
No.
Vapes came into fashion just after I quit smoking, so I never actually tried them.
No,
they're all a bit mental.
I slipped on a USB.
I've had a few. Yeah.
They're
very popular, aren't they?
Is that why you tried it? Yeah?
Especially for the younger people.
No, it's not why I tried it. Just
Hey, fellow kids.
Mad Snapchat flavour. Yeah, there's so many flavours. What I didn't realise was initially when I went in there, I was looking at a selection of paints for the Warhammer stuff. Oh, yeah. So I was going, so I was like, this flavour's called Urban Buff. it wasn't. Your favourite porn category, that, isn't it?
Yeah, Urban Buff.
So yeah, we were just Urban going Buff. Going from there to then Salford Uni. Great time to be at the uni. No students.
Really?
Campus to yourself.
Yeah. But Ryan was fuming.
Oh, no. He was busy just rocking.
Just in the fetal position in the back seat.
Do you know what? After that, you had to be a waiter, a drag artist. Yeah. What else did you do? You did something else.
Oh, Tinky Winky.
Yeah, he ran the gauntlet, so you did well.
Must
after
be
that,
so Ryan. Confusing.
Thank you.
Well done, Ryan.
You did good, Ryan. Yeah. You did good. Other stuff. Oh, this bloody pesky fly. I felt like Mr. Bean. Oh, I went into the bedroom. Zoe was already asleep. And she went, oh, there's a fly that keeps waking me up. Hmm. And it wasn't my trouser fly, just grazing her head, going, please.
Keeping with hot sauce.
Can you produce quietly, please? Make me look bad. I'm not weird, Ethan. so, yeah, I was like, oh, that's annoying. And then, like, on the hour, every hour, this bloody fly had landed on my head and wake me up, and it was
really?
Doing it to her.
You sure James didn't edit it in?
Yeah? Never happened, mate. At this point, I was like, I've got to kill the fly, because it just keeps
really?
Doing it at me. And it was tiny.
Wow.
And then I'm looking around, and I'm like, how can I find a fly? And it wasn't buzzing, so I'd have to search everywhere, then I'd find it.
Yeah.
Of course, it moved off. And at one point, it was just back on Zoe. I thought, you fucker. You clever fucker.
Oh, well, that was a command.
So
it's a difficult battle to win.
Thanks. Eventually, I killed it. So I was happy, but I'm still not sure I did kill it. It's just that I smacked it, and right. I didn't hear from it again, but I couldn't see it.
Jesus.
They don't live long, do they? Maybe it just...
Died of old age.
Maybe just died.
I'm done now. It's time for our first ad read of the White Noise era.
Hey!
This episode is brought to you by Surfshark VPN, your all-in-one digital security solution. Right, so what is a VPN?
Someone is a VPN?
So what is a VPN, I hear you cry?
Someone here is a VPN.
Thank you, detective.
So you said,
I have some terrible news. Someone in this room, our worst fears have come to pass.
The man in the fez has some news.
He's flown all the way from Turkey to tell us. Someone here
his team's
is
shaking up.
I definitely came from Turkey.
So what is a VPN, I hear you cry? Well, Grandad, it's a virtual private network. This creates a secure encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet. That means your data stays private, your online activity stays hidden, so if you're ashamed to watch this podcast, no one will need to know. And you can browse the web safely when using public Wi-Fi. That's great, isn't it, Ryan?
Yeah.
But Surfshark isn't just about security. It also gives you freedom. Oh, freedom, Ryan. You don't have to be locked up in that flat all day. Ryan, with Surfshark, you can change your virtual location with just a click. You don't need to book flights anymore. You've got a VPN. Want to watch Netflix in the UK from the US? Or maybe Max wants to watch the freshest new anime movies only available in Japan? Surfshark lets you bypass geo restrictions and unlock content from over 100 countries. I didn't know there was that many. Plus, one Surfshark account works across unlimited devices, so you can protect your phone, laptop, tablet, and even your smart TV. So whether you're looking to secure your personal data or expand your streaming library, Surfshark's got your back. Go to surfshark.com/WN for free, that's the number 4, or use code WN for free at checkout to get 4 extra months of Surfshark VPN. On top of that, there is also a 30-day money-back guarantee policy. Stay safe, stay Surfshark. Wow, there we go. Thank you, Surfshark.
Thank you, Surfshark.
WN for free. Well, guys, it's probably time for You Laugh, You Lose.
Ooh.
This week, it's me. I was lucky to get away with it the week before, apparently, when I was watching Max. But I decide if you don't open your mouth, if you don't break the laughter, like, then you get away with it.
If there's no vocal element to the laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm always holding my nose and shaking. This week, I have prepared an act for you.
Okay.
I went back to a couple of my contacts in the comedy industry. The late, great Ronnie Corbett described this as deliciously funny this week. So this is a few jokes that I've written all by myself, but I've ran them past some of the greats, such as Roy Chubby Brown and
Jim Davidson. Perhaps.
Jim Davidson, yeah. I was just hanging out with Jim, and I said, "Jim, what do you think of this?" And he said, "Stephen, that is deliciously funny." And I said, "You won't believe who else said that, Ronnie Corbett." Anyway, this is my jokes. There's sort of a theme here. If you can work out what the theme is as I'm doing it, then you win a prize of laughter. Ready?
Mm. 3, 2, 1.
Ryan, who did you book your flight with? Ryan, I think I'm going to give it a miss, guys. The only thing that's had less action than your passport is your cock. What's Ryan and my letterbox got in common? No flyers. Hey, at least you don't have to worry about your acting career taking off. I'm just kidding. Ryan, he recently auditioned for Home Alone. Apparently the closest Ryan got to playing was his dull personality. Ryan hates sun-kissed skin, and so does his mother after his last attempt at cunnilingus. I think I've got another one here. If Ryan wanted to go on a trip with the balcony, he'd just light up another doobie. The theme was Ryan didn't go on holiday.
Oh, was it? Some great jokes there, though. Really good jokes.
Some really good stuff.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the one about my penis and passport not having much action.
Yeah.
Funny. It's true, isn't it? It's good.
There's humour in truth.
You went, didn't you?
I think so.
It was past 8 seconds, but I was pushing.
I feel like we were
pushing for that.
It was about who was going to go, because that's probably the closest I've come.
He
to
looked like he was laughing at one point.
I was struggling. I did look away. I didn't laugh though. I just did a big smile.
You were fine, Ryan. It was max, but it was post 30 seconds, so it's up to you.
The board can meet maybe afterwards.
I thought when I looked to my left, I thought he was laughing.
Yeah, I saw that.
I thought you were laughing. You look like you were off to the left.
I was enjoying it, but I wasn't laughing.
You haven't laughed for months, mate. I was just trying to bring a smile to Ryan's face.
That was great comedy.
It was really good, yeah, really good comedy. Some great jokes.
Yeah.
Made me smile.
And laugh.
I didn't laugh.
Have a look. If there's any sort of shaking or where it just like breaks a little bit, then that's probably, that counts, I think.
I'd love to see it now. I'd love to see it
now. Can we get that now?
Can we do it as a first ever?
You want to do a VAR?
VAR
it.
Oh, wow.
I think he was fine, but we can.
VAR, complete.
Yeah, turns out I was laughing.
Close call.
But yeah. I think it was a fake laugh, if anything.
Really?
An appeasing laugh.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm in on the joke, guys.
You idiot. Did you get the theme at all?
Edit that in for
I did get the theme, it was sort of...
I didn't get the theme.
No, there wasn't one, was there?
Mm-hmm. No.
I thought it was a trick. There was no theme.
No. Mm. Just a bunch of different jokes. Sporadic. Mm. Where will he go next? Nowhere. Call back.
But he'll pay for it.
You'll pay for it, Ryan.
Next laugh and lose, you're going down.
Laugh and lose.
Mate, I'm not going to laugh at what you do. Zero chance I laugh at what you do. Oh, I should do the Gozzi Irish slap your forehead.
Yeah.
That gets me every time. Oh, news. Oh, there's so much news going on.
I love news.
Yeah. We had the Bezos wedding. Did anyone go?
I won't lie, I didn't even know he was getting married.
Didn't really get an invite.
Well, even if you did, you wouldn't go.
could you explain how? Like, I assume it was.
I didn't get invited either. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thomas did a better one, better version of the explanation there.
It's about two people getting married.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. I thought there was more to it. Okay. So Jeff Bezos and his new wife, something Sanchez, they got married in Venice. Loads of people protesting. Oi, get out of here, you big rich twat.
Really?
Yeah.
All the places.
They rented quite a lot of it, didn't they, of Venice?
Yeah. Well, the cost of it. Mm. So the Venetian council will be laughing, just like you. so loads of celebrities went there. It's like, are they... Are they really your nearest and dearest?
It's such a bizarre thing, isn't it, where you just have all celebrities, like, surely.
Yeah.
You know, one day. It can't be for money either, because, you know, like, kind of...
I think it's just being there or getting to other parties where they fly you out.
Because lesser celebrities will do weddings where, like, they'll sell the rights to all the images and everything and stuff, and that's why they invite loads of people. But
Jeff Molly Bezos Mays
doesn't need that.
Dave Benson Phillips.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Who can forget his wedding?
Ryan.
Who is it?
Have you seen any picture of the Jeff Bezos wedding? Did it look... like
I've seen a few images.
The richest man in the world sort of wedding? Or?
No, people were pointing out his suit was dead basic. Although, what are you going to do?
A bowl of fake peppers.
The floor was... people were picking at the floor saying, that just looks like a classroom. Yeah. So people who went, they've lost credit amongst you know, the general population.
If I was the richest man in the world, my wedding would be mental.
Yeah?
Mm. Yeah.
What would you do?
Space.
Wedding in space.
Space wedding, that'd be sick, wouldn't it?
A cheap wedding in
hard
space.
Hard to go to.
This is tacky.
What else was there? Liam Gallagher did a really funny tweet.
Yeah.
Just before going on tour.
Not good.
I can't remember what he said, but I can. I know it wasn't good.
I have no idea.
It rhymes with a sport. Yeah, or a sport. Or table tennis.
Yeah.
Anyway, really stupid thing to say.
Yeah, not good.
You would be a bit fuming if you're another member of the band or the management.
Family
you're busy
member.
Looking at all the sales, thinking, "God, we have rinsed the general population," and then you just scroll to it. Oh, someone's probably plugging the show. It's him going on about that.
You were in the Oasis store, weren't you?
I was the other day. Yeah.
Yeah.
Got an Oasis T-shirt.
How much did you spend on that?
It cost me £30.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
£30.
It'll be like you're there when you listen to the album from home.
Yeah, maybe.
Lewis Capaldi's back.
Hey!
Yay!
Hello, mate.
Turned up at Glastonbury. Ryan, this must give you hope, you know. One day, well, maybe in 2 years' time, you'll turn up in Turkey and you'll see it bloody well through.
Yeah, I will. It has become my number one place to go just for...
for what?
Just, you know...
I don't know.
Achievement.
You need to say.
An achievement, sort of.
You're going to get off the plane, you're going to go, "I'm here, Turkey!" And then you're going to turn around and go back.
Yeah, maybe. But at least then I would have done it.
Yeah.
Been to Turkey.
You're
scratch
right, that's
it off
a,
the
that's
scratch
a real map. Victory. Well done, Ryan.
Watch this space.
This space.
Like, I hope Max's wedding.
This
space.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice, Ethan, nice.
Yeah.
To so a Martian.
The... so
mate, Martians could be fit, bro.
They could
Martians
be.
Could be fit.
Yeah, man.
Little worm.
That's not it, though. Nah, mate. Martians could have big boobs. Big boobs. Worm with big boobs, mate.
It's a little man.
Right up there.
A little Martian worm. It stinks.
Big titted Martin.
Martin! Hello, I'm named Martin. Work at Ashton.
Said Martian on text.
I'm not from space.
I'm from Barnsley.
Working spaces.
It's just nice to get out of the house, isn't it? No, it's just Ryan. Handcuffed to one of us.
Got a little pillow fort in his room.
Oh, fucking hell.
Big titted Martin. Bet he's fit though, bruv.
Well, his brother is fit.
Yeah.
You're just kicking yourself, go, fucking agree to marry him.
Twins.
Not identical.
Twins, bro. Yeah. I'm doing it with both of them.
Yeah, you're marrying the twin that's growing on the other.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the brother goes to you, "You're growing on me." And then you go, "Oh, nice one." And then you realise you are actually.
I'm also growing off him, yeah. Yeah. So I'm
and all this fucking money that you've got.
Have I got money in this?
Richest man in the world, aren't you?
Hey, I'll take it.
He's got Ryan syndrome. He doesn't need the house. So got
cut myself off. I saw my legs off and I just sort of crawl around. Buy some Oscar Pistorius boots, I'll be fine.
But they're just signed boots and they're filled with concrete. Mate, you've had a bad honeymoon there.
That's a fucking stinker.
Yeah. Honeymoon, that'd be a great.
At least I'm getting married.
If you're in space.
Yeah.
Yeah, congratulations.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Are
you going to...
Am I going to consummate the marriage? Possibly.
So, Max, I believe it was you who found the story about the babysitter.
Yeah, mental, isn't it?
Yeah.
Which one's
horrible. So there's a babysitter in America, and she took the kids upstairs and she went, right, I'm going to check under the bed to see if there's any monsters. Because obviously the kids are a bit worried, they're quite young. Looks under the bed, there's a 27-year-old man who is hiding under the bed.
That's hideous.
Horrifying. But
he had good reason, though, didn't he?
Was it Martin?
I guess his reason was that he's some sort of sick paedophile murderer. Exactly.
Have you leapt to his defence, Tom? Fucking lawyer.
Yes.
You know, when she said that sentence, I'm going to look under the bed, surely that's when you snap into it and you go, you come from out and they go, no, oh, that's where I left my pen. Or, that isn't the same floor as Bezos' wedding. Anyway. No, that is grim.
Yeah. Terrifying.
What happened then?
I don't know the full story, but if I had to assume, he's under the bed, she's looked down, she's gone, fucking hell! She's run off.
What, in front of the kids?
Mm. Yeah, that's true.
She's the real monster.
Yeah. Mm. Imagine that. I can't believe you've done that.
Just the bloke under the bed. Not cool. Ooh.
Guys, you stay with
me. Don't
worry,
kids.
I'll look up.
Shame on you.
Could police come and take her away? Yeah. scary news, though.
There was a dating one with someone who was on a date. It's at her house. For whatever reason, it gets a bit late, and it's, I don't know.
Just time, innit?
Getting lost back, in chat.
Getting back's difficult, so she says, oh, you can kip on the couch. You know, it's only a first date. So she goes upstairs. She locks the bedroom door because, you know, as you would. Mm. But a couple of times, he's trying to find a reason to, like, he needs to borrow something or whatever. And he come up and he was knocking on. And she just said she got a bad feeling about why he was being persistent trying to get in the room. So she called the police. They came and he'd set up plastic sheeting all over the front room. And he had a box of power tools.
Shit. Oh, so he's doing DIY in her house.
This is it, mate.
Painting and time?
Didn't even ask.
Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen just doing up the living room.
Extreme makeovers.
Don't even like women. Surprise. Just love DIY. Yeah.
That's great.
It's horrible, isn't it?
It is horrible.
I mean, when he had the power tools with him on the day, I would have got suspicious.
No, I just come from work, love. Just come from work.
Said you're an accountant. Is that why you don't date?
Yeah, it's too dangerous.
It is, especially with your big drill.
Yeah.
Your big hammer.
That's true, brother.
Yeah, and you forget when you laugh as well.
I saw a video this morning of a guy that's had a woman over.
Go on.
Yeah? I think they've been up to a bit of hanky-panky. He wakes up in the morning.
Oh, the woman, she's over a kitchen table.
Yeah, probably. I've not seen that video. And he wakes up in the morning and all his stuff's gone.
Yeah.
So whilst he's asleep, she's just gone, oh, I fucking have that TV.
This video, was it from the camera in the corner of your room? Yeah. My storage unit!
Still had someone over, though. Player gonna play.
I lied about the sex.
She fucked me.
Yeah,
she fucked me.
Yeah,
in one sense of the word, I am now fucked. So. Laughing stock of the storage gang.
Bro, nuts are nut, yeah.
Would have been.
Yeah, it was a vivid dream. It's now time for Tom Looney's celebrity gossip.
Yeah.
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
Tom Brady and Sydney Sweeney fuel romance buzz after dancing till 2 a.m. at Bezos' wedding blowout.
Yep, that's Tom Brady, the American football, former American football.
The GOAT.
The GOAT. And Sydney Sweeney, who is an actress.
And what happened there?
Well, I think there was some dancing. There was some dancing which went on into the night.
2 a.m.
2 a.m, as you well said. And possibly more.
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
Thank you very much, Tom, for the the in-depth story there.
Yeah.
The big scoop from Italy. And I don't mean gelato.
How old's he?
He'll be 40
something.
Does that give you hope
for age gap relationships?
Or for Sydney Sweeney?
Of course.
Yeah.
Or for scoring in your 40s, football.
Yeah.
It'd be nice.
Or dancing till 2 a.m. Or just being out till 2 a.m.
Been invited somewhere. Yeah, it's a dream, isn't it?
Talking point. Got a great one for you guys.
Oh, fuck.
Unearthed memories. As we get on in our age, you know, some things fall to the back, the wasteland, and something will just spark it. An example of this was when I was thinking about when my dad bought a car and we're at the car sales place and they were just plying me and my sister with, you know, you could get hot dogs, burgers, those little tea cakes with the marshmallow.
Oh, wow.
See, that was great. I don't think he bought a car for dad, just a free lunch for the kids. But I was thinking about that. I was like, oh, completely forgotten about that.
Yeah.
Then another one, which was a bit more worrying, was Zoe's parents were going on holiday and they had all the toiletries out. And I said, oh, Thomas, that was bizarre. No. there was a toothpaste with a pump. And I was like, I completely forgot they existed.
Yeah.
I'm all about the tubes, me. And I don't mean YouTube. You haven't stopped laughing today.
Well, the guy from Soccer AM?
Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't think you'd be coming out of that.
Yeah.
Great knowledge.
Yeah.
You love your former Soccer AM people, Robbie Knox.
Love him, yeah, Robbie Knox. Big fan of the podcast.
What, well, this one or his one?
He's watched this.
That doesn't mean you're a fan.
Big fan, yeah, he said.
Well, he's mentioned segments and stuff.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. Did he have a particular favourite?
I didn't really delve too much into it.
Well, man's saying he's a big fan and you're just not
brushing over it. Yeah. It's a rare treat.
I said, shut the fuck up.
End the conversation,
that's
please.
Work talk.
Yeah, don't talk shop.
Yeah.
Unless the shop's Ann Summers.
Never been in.
Yeah, well, you...
Just sort of stand on the outside going, can I come in? Room for one more.
Room?
Yeah, I'll take it.
Poor Ann Summers shop worker is coming out to rim you in market.
I might just be a shop worker. I might just be a customer.
Yeah, it's true enough.
Get it right.
Stick that lingerie on and rim me.
Actually, forget what I was about to do in here. I've just received a better offer from this guy hanging around outside.
The one who steamed at the glass by breathing on it.
He keeps writing rim in the fog.
It just says me. He doesn't realise he's done it backwards. Or MRI would have been funny.
MRI, yeah.
Who's MRI?
It's a scan.
Fucking sick of this. Do you have your diary?
I do.
Because this could bring back memories for you, Ryan. Perfect for it. For listeners, can you explain what you've got?
So what I have here is a journal. A journal from 2006.
Great year.
Age 10 and 11.
Wow.
We had to do these in school. Don't know if any of you guys had to do one.
I did one in year 4, if you have any recollection of the part.
Well.
What?
Here she is.
Year 6, Max. I mean,
here
Ryan.
She is.
Yes, Ryan.
Loads of memories.
Oh, you got pictures as
pictures.
Well.
Yeah, mate. Got loads of.
Did you two ever keep a diary?
No.
Never.
Wanted to, but.
No. It, it's.
Where are you, Ethan?
I wrote a series called Charlie Chicken.
What? So it's you, but through the.
Pseudonym. Well, yeah, basically it was about a murderous chicken who used to attend the school campus and put fellow classmates to death. And I used to read this in front of the class, and people enjoyed it so much, I made numerous issues of it.
I have numerous issues.
Was it a talking chicken?
Yeah, but it's usually do the talking with a machine gun.
Right.
So it was a school shooter.
Charlie Chicken's got a slogan. I let me guns do the talking, thanks.
Charlie Chicken was his name, but it was a man.
No. It was
and he shot up a school.
It was a murderous
manifesto?
Chicken.
I don't lay eggs. I lay hot men. I lay them down with bullets. Yeah. I'm Charlie Chicken. You're taking the pluck.
So I only did this between June and September.
That's quite
okay.
Pick a day.
Right, can I have 9th of July then?
If you great see a long one, just...
World Cup final it was.
Was it?
Yeah. Zidane headbutted Materazzi.
Oh, I remember that. Remember that
really pisses me off, that.
Sunday. I got a karaoke machine. Don't think you'd mention it.
This was a big day.
Yeah, World Cup final. Wimbledon final as well, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, it's the day I went to go and see Pirates of the Caribbean 2, which I've been waiting years to go and see.
Years?
Yeah, yeah. Do I remember this day? There's a
fucking
lot here.
Fucking read it.
Well, it's. I'm not going to lie to you. Even. It's just all I talk about is Pirates of the Caribbean.
Let's have it.
Okay. My friend Bradley has gone home, and we are going to the cinema to watch Pirates of the Caribbean 2, Dead Man's Chest. It is about Captain Jack Sparrow, and he's decided... And it is about Captain Jack Sparrow, and he starts in a coffin. The men frown at him in the sea, and the coffin floats away. But then a crow lands on the coffin and stands pecking at Jack. He then shoots the crow and then pops out of the coffin.
Are you writing this before you've been to see the film?
I probably wrote it that night.
It sounds like you wrote it before.
It does. No. Go on, carry on.
It was mainly about an evil man called Dave Jones.
the Sky Sports television presenter.
They call me DJ.
This is hard because there are so many spelling mistakes here.
Surprise me.
Who's evil man? Yeah, he pulled out his heart.
He's evil man, he pulled out his
Jack Sparrow, Will Turner, and Elizabeth Swan, and the crew go looking for the heart and find
the crew.
It.
Blow with the boom. Come on.
Mike and shot.
At the end, there is a giant squid, and Jack jumps into its mouth. There'll definitely be a third.
What can I have the day before?
Can't wait to see that film.
Yeah.
What's this certificate stuff as well?
Oh, that was
can have
from
a look, please.
That is a report card.
This is awarded to Ryan Lenton.
Yeah. Unbelievable, right? History was my favourite subject in school.
And they got your name
And I did
wrong.
So many open days for her, and she called me Ryan Lenton.
Ryan Lenton. Well, she lent on you for help.
Yeah.
Helping with history department on... Open evening. Oh, you gimp.
Yeah, that is gimpy. You've done nothing of note that she to make her remember you for your work.
He's too keen.
He's just, he helps out.
Hanging around. Nice one, Ryan. Yeah. Could we have a big bowl full of Stephen Lies, please?
Ooh, I'm hungry.
Oh, we need our whiteboards, Ethan. Ethan, where's
Stephen
our whiteboard? Ethan!
How much do we fucking pay this guy?
Oh, yeah.
Where's
Ethan,
our whiteboard?
And give me a wide on.
This is Stephen Lies. We've all been asked a question, but one of us has been asked a different question. Let's reveal answers.
Salad fingers.
Beyonce, Sweet Dreams music video.
A wank out of nowhere.
Being tied up.
And what was the question?
The question was... What was your sexual awakening?
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I thought it was about salad fingers that were so sexual, Ryan.
Well, you know when you're at like a family buffet or something, not a family buffet. Oh, just any old buffet when you're younger.
You've seen a scotch eggs.
I thought you meant salad fingers.
Mm.
I like it when the red water comes
out.
Yeah,
well,
that
is, yeah.
I like a rusty spoon.
More interestingly, what salad fingers at a buffet with your family, right?
Yeah, well, do you ever,
your mum's rummaging through the iceberg lettuce. Fucking.
You might have a sniff of this potato salad.
Bro's got salad cream for you, Matt.
Yeah, no, we just, we stopped using tongs and stuff.
Tongs.
I started putting my, hand in to put it on my plate.
Where's he going?
And I just found out that, turns out lettuce turns me on.
So you getting salad on your fingers was your sexual awakening?
Yeah, it was, man.
What happened? Did you get an erection?
Yeah.
At the family buffet?
Family buffet.
How old were you?
Friends were there as well. sort of early adolescence.
What age were you, Ryan?
Oh, so it was year 7. So 2007, I don't know what that is.
Oh,
15? 14?
No.
What?
13? I have no idea.
You were 13?
Yeah, I think I was 13.
You being 13 in year 7 would make sense.
Yeah.
Mm.
So, yeah.
You being 30 in year 7 would
I got addicted
sense.
To it. got addicted to it. Whenever what, I got the like... house to myself, I'd just get the salad bag out.
That's disgusting for on multiple levels.
Oh, no, no, honestly, people...
No,
because
you're,
quite
getting,
a common
you're not even eating it. You're just getting your dirty hands on the salad, and then someone's going to eat that.
Mm, yeah, well, but yeah, when you're a 13-year-old
was your
boy,
penis ever involved?
It was more of just like a turn-on.
Did you ever shag the salad?
I never shagged the salad.
So, Ryan, can I ask a question? Are you wanking after touching the salad? Sexual awakening.
Yeah, I always used to wank after
so,
a salad.
So are you touching the salad, touching your penis, then touching the salad again?
Well, I wouldn't go back to the salad after...
What? Oh, come you might, you've, be honest.
You must have done that.
Like...
Maybe
your hormones are all over the place. You know, you've discovered something cool that's turning you on. Surely you kind of
When I saw a whole iceberg lettuce, my God!
Did you ever fuck a lettuce?
Oh, big time in Scouts when everyone was doing the bonfire. I would go around the back.
Of the bonfire.
So why have you brought an iceberg lettuce to a bonfire?
Just a bit of salad in it to go with the sausages and that.
Is that the first time you shagged a vegetable?
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
not the last though.
Yeah, I don't really do it anymore.
Why not? If it turned you on,
it stopped turning me on.
Summer just in the veg fields.
It stopped turning me on.
Yeah,
but I realised how wrong it was.
I can imagine you when you're 70 getting an allotment and just finding yourself again.
Yeah,
just causing havoc.
So there's a point where prior to realising it was wrong, that you thought it was right.
Yeah, I think when I was sort of old enough to start going out to restaurants with mates. I then started to feel bad because I was getting turned on by their meals.
I've got a question, Ryan. You were talking about salad and lettuce.
Mm.
You ever do this with, baby Jem?
Not anymore.
Doesn't make it okay.
Baby, a little wee nipper myself.
No.
I don't go anywhere near the baby Jem, all right? It's too, I don't know, not the right texture.
Any other foods that did it for you?
It was all salads.
What's
it was
the
one
worst
of your five
salad
a day,
to wank to?
Rocket.
I knew it.
Not baby Jem.
No, it just tastes weird. Because like you lick your fingers and then you've got the taste of rocket.
Why are you licking your fingers?
Should we move on to a different one?
Yeah, of course.
Beyonce, Sweet Dreams music video.
Is she like semi-nude?
My semi was nude.
Yeah.
Oh, was it?
No, I was on holiday.
Sitting there watching MTV again?
I was watching MTV. I was on holiday, and it's one of the few channels that you'd get that was in English.
Yeah, nice.
And this video, I was like, oh, wow, what's going on here? And that was my sexual awakening. I always had a crush on Beyonce, but this video was particularly,
spicy.
Rambunctious to me.
Yeah.
Maybe it wasn't even that. It was just, just horny boy on holiday.
Just realising things.
Yeah.
It's
always good to realise things.
What about you, Tom?
Well, it says out of nowhere, but...
A wank out of nowhere?
It probably wasn't out of nowhere. I just don't really remember.
Was there any salad?
I remember the summer.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, don't we all, eh?
Yeah, I remember I got a Harry Potter book and I just stayed up for 2 days and read it. So it was the same summer as that. They were unrelated. But I just... Yeah.
Oh, Moaning Myrtle. Ooh.
Yeah, bro knows.
Yeah. But yeah, it's... I don't really know, to be honest.
Out of nowhere, what's
wank
that?
Out of nowhere, yeah.
So like you were sat there, you were reading Harry Potter, and you went.
I wasn't reading Harry Potter. There wasn't a moment in time for me. I just remember that. Oh, this happens, does it?
How old were you? Because you're talking about the summer. You must know the age if you read Harry Potter.
No,
moved to the back
I don't remember
bedroom.
What book it was. Could it have been Order of the Phoenix? It wasn't Azkaban.
I don't know. When
definitely wasn't Azkaban. Are you looking it up?
2007 was Order of the Phoenix.
I like it if he just said Tom first wank.
Yeah, I wasn't 17.
Bro was such a late bloomer, what a loser.
Yeah, a few years earlier. But yeah, just...
Because you were wanking in bushes at 17.
Yeah, I was...
So by this, unless
was,
that was the first time.
I was a veteran
time.
At 17.
The years of the films were...
Not so the what, films.
Books. Oh, sorry.
For fuck's sake.
Damn it.
I was so clear.
Gosh darn it.
That's actually really pissed me off.
Yeah. Max, what was yours whilst we're...
Being tied up.
How old were you then?
It would have been... So year eight was when... Yeah, probably around year eight.
Okay.
Yeah.
Makes sense. And who tied you up?
Just... I was quite an active kid. We used to play like the penny game, stuff like that. That was fun.
Give Max a penny, he'll suck you up.
I made a quid! Yeah. Yeah. Business minded, mate. Yeah, you need to remember that.
Can you make me come next time?
No. Don't charge extra for that.
You know? That is bloody good fare.
Thank you, yeah.
For a penny.
Penny, mate.
I'm not going to make you come for a penny.
No.
I'll get you there, but.
No, penny, that's fair enough.
The joke was
go down your leg.
So I did it 100 times.
Sorry, I was looking at Harry Potter release dates. Sorry, carry on.
When was your release date to Harry Potter?
I think it was 2003. Like it was Order of the Phoenix.
2003. So I was in year 3.
Maybe I'll
should be around year 7.
Around year 7.
Crazy, man.
Yeah,
man.
You are, so.
Yeah. All similar ages, something different. Yeah. So we got being tied up and
salad fingers.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
I did.
Yours is weird.
I worded it a bit weird.
But yours is weird as well. Being tied up. Who's tying you up?
We used to do it all the time.
Yeah, but how's that sexual? What was it about it that
just your mates just like pissing around?
It wasn't just men mates.
Oh right.
It was
female friends.
Oh yeah, I was. I was a bit of a.
It was the lads, wasn't it?
What's wrong with that?
Nothing wrong with it.
Sounds like you've got something wrong with it.
Not at all.
Right.
All right. Carry on.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess it's just a new experience, isn't it?
Yeah. Was one of them your school crush?
Yeah.
It's just the one you kissed.
Yeah.
Yeah, you better tie my cock to my thigh, love.
I can't, it's too small. Got any string? Fucking fuming, mate. What's the fucking point?
Got any string?
just bear with me, we'll make this work.
I've got some pulling out my big bag of one pennies.
I've got some floss. Just. The mint burns.
Too tight. Too tight.
It's just come off. I thought it was a mole.
Bad idea. Cheese wire.
Put it in ice.
It's fine. We can sew it back on. We got the string. Old Mincock Smith over here.
Mincock is a great nickname.
Yes, I say it. Yeah, that's
you'd
what
have
I go
that better
with.
Than the iceberg cock over here.
I keep forgetting about that.
So Ryan, can we have some more detail? What was the worst moment? You know, are you in the kitchen, fridge? You know, Daddy hates it when the fridge door's left wide open, and you're just pumping away. Salad leaves going everywhere.
It was actually bonfire night, 2006.
Obsessed with bonfires.
Yeah.
Well, we used to have like a big
salad,
party.
Is it?
It's annoying that the diary stopped just before that.
Yeah. we used to have a big.
The diary carries on, but all the pages are just stuck together.
Just a letter. It's a bookmark.
We used to have a big firework party at our house. Our house every year. And
everyone bring lettuce.
My mum had prepared a massive salad bowl. Massive salad bowl it was.
Something's going bang tonight.
Yeah. And I'd get like a
this
hot,
guy fucks.
I'd get a hot dog bun. And
oh no.
Do you know what the thing is with all this? The most sexual foods are the hot dogs.
Yeah, well, and I would stuff it with lettuce. And I went to go and sit down and I started eating it and I was just really enjoying it. And I realised I hadn't even put a sausage in it. It was just a bun with lettuce.
Yeah.
And so I just felt a bit odd and went into another room and just sort of...
had a wank.
Hold on a second. You did what?
I licked all the lettuce out of the bun.
How did that look?
Just sort of like...
Look.
Sort of like...
Oh my god,
it's an awful technique.
And then I had a wank.
You've got a family party, you're in the next room having a wank.
Yeah, well, everyone was out looking at the fireworks, weren't they?
Oh, so you've just snuck off
alone with the lettuce.
So you licked out a bun and had a wank.
Yeah.
Oh my god,
that is exactly what happened. Look, I didn't put it in the diary because I didn't make it that far. And look, it only lasted for like a couple of years. I stopped
That's
getting turned on by it.
Fucking hell.
Yeah,
I used to hate having barbecues.
So is this more fire-based or lettuce-based, you know? That seems to be the two things going on.
It seems like you've not mentioned any lettuce stories outside of bonfire and barbecue-related events.
They're the moments when there are loads of other people around. And
so you do need other people around.
It's other people.
Your first wank was to, I guess, you're having all your family there. The worry of them bursting in, seeing you with a mouthful of lettuce.
So a bowl of salad in an empty room, forget about it.
Yeah, not interested, mate.
I guess we should probably vote. Who you think was lying?
I think it's pretty obvious to me.
Yeah, Max's was weird.
I'll go on then, Ryan.
Yeah, well, I'm going to start with Max. Max's.
You think I'm lying?
100%.
You start with Max's.
I'm going to vote Ryan.
I'm going to vote Ryan.
Okay, Ryan, what question did you get?
The question I had was, what was the first viral video you watched?
Oh, salad fingers!
God, but I fooled you there, didn't I?
Yep.
Yeah, you did, yeah.
Weird,
didn't I?
I still think there's some truth to it.
Bro got tied up. Tied up. Bricked up.
Nothing wrong with that.
Fed up.
Fed up.
Tied up with an erection. Come back, left. Guys.
It happens to some people.
And the fox is closed.
You're out there wanking to Harry Potter books.
Didn't happen, mate.
Literally
lies.
Just what you just said.
Lies.
But you lied during that segment.
No. It was just the same summer. It was
my
coincidence.
My God, is it?
It's the summer of 69. This is yeah. Tom and his book.
In primary school. I used
ink all over your lip. What, Ryan?
In primary school, my mates, they used to tie me to the fence. So when the bell went to go and line up, I couldn't go anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. Was that so you wouldn't hang around with them?
I don't really know what it was for.
You kind of was hanging around when they put
nice.
It
yeah. Get out, Ryan.
Yeah.
See you, mate. Just, after the whole salad fingers thing, I don't know where his head's at.
Hmm.
Must have been some truth in the lettuce stuff.
Hello.
Hello. How are we doing? How's it going?
We're all right, mate.
Yeah,
how are
you? Yeah, what's
your
name, please?
Oh, well.
Stranger who's just walked onto the podcast.
My name's Pat Me Bum.
Silly.
Yeah, yes, please.
Pat me bombs me.
Pat your bum.
My name's Pat your bum.
Where are you from, Pat your bum?
I'm from the West Country. I'm from the West Country. I'm like proper like down south and that, like near Bristol.
Sorry, okay. Is your name Pat my bum or Pat your bum?
Me bum, spelled M-I.
You need to get permission to pat his bum. Mm.
Yeah.
Could get done for assault otherwise. Pat.
A lot of paperwork, mate.
Yeah, well, sorry.
Even if it's just a pat.
Or a big squeeze, or, you know.
You pervert, Pat.
No, I'm not.
Pervert, man, Pat.
Pervert, Pat.
Pervert, no, I'm not
Pat.
A pervert.
Pervert, Pat.
I'm not a pervert. Like a pervert, Pat, charge. In my name. It's Pat me bum. Spell M-I-B-U-M.
Your bum, again. Your bum. That isn't good.
It was a tough.
Pat your bum, it'll go off.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
It was proper, like, tough in school and that, with that kind of name.
You went to school?
Oh, I went to school, all right.
Surprised me.
I moved around quite a lot, but I did go to a lot of schools.
Well, did you have ADHD?
I may need to get diagnosed.
Why are you here, Pat? Fucking trauma dumping. Sick of that chair trauma dumping on us.
Well, I'm here, Pat me bum, because I snuck onto stage at Glastonbury, and now I'm really enjoying this sort of viral fame that I'm getting.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Really? Wow.
Yeah.
So which act was on when you got on stage?
Oh, I believe it was Lewis Capaldi.
Oh, during his secret set.
Yeah, okay. Secret set. I mean, I didn't know he was going to be there. I was quite shocked when I saw him backstage.
Sorry, you were backstage.
Oh, I was backstage. Yeah, I got on stage at Glastonbury Festival.
Well, how did you
get backstage, though?
Well, I snuck backstage. I thought it's going to be too easy. Well, no, it's going to be too hard to sneak onto the stage from the front.
It's going to be too easy
but
to
But I thought if
front.
I go around them...
I don't think a guy with the surname My Bomb is, you know...
It's Me Bomb.
Omibum. Where are you from?
Well, I'm from just left of Bristol.
But where's your family from with a name like that?
Yeah.
Oh.
Don't sit, you know, don't want to sound all, you know.
Like reformed.
Reformed.
Is it Wales left of Bristol?
I've never heard that name before.
Never.
It is a little bit left of Bristol, yeah.
So are you Welsh?
I've got family from Wales here. My dad is Welsh, yeah. We have a sort of rivalry in our house.
What's his name?
His name's Jimmy.
Jimmy my bum.
Yeah, it's Jimmy my bum. And then we got Sandra.
Sandra my bum.
That's what they say.
Anyway, so you got on stage. What's this viral fame of you being backstage?
Yeah, well, basically what happened, and Lewis was a little bit annoyed at me for this. Just as he was about to go on, I sort of stopped him and I went, wait there a minute. Let me just do my thing.
What was your thing, Pat?
Well,
sneaking on.
Just dancing.
You were dancing?
I love dancing, yeah.
So I know this is a podcast, but would it be possible to see some of your dancing now, please? Oh,
okay, I mean, I've done my knee in a bit, because obviously Glastonbury's is quite a big stage, and I was running all
there
up and down that dance.
Yeah,
but I was on the big one. The main one at night.
I don't think Lewis Capaldi was, and he wasn't at night.
Well, was it Lewis Capaldi?
I got dodgy eyes.
Was it the sisters, maybe?
I've got dodgy eyes, everything's dark. right, should I do a bit of dance?
You still know what time of day it is, though.
Yeah.
So, you know.
I don't.
Wait there, Lewis.
That's excellent. And.
Was this to silence?
I reckon
no,
so.
No, it was to thunderous applause.
So is everyone there going, who the fuck is this?
Because you don't look like Lewis Capaldi. No.
Maybe Rod Stewart with the hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, he weren't playing.
He was. He's the only person that you said that
I've got
was
dodgy
playing.
Eyes. I didn't see him there. Not backstage, yeah. Anyway.
Anyway. Glastonbury's quite a bit about music and hearing stuff. It's not so much what you see.
Yeah.
Mm. Don't ever go with me.
No, I will.
You weren't there.
You're an idiot.
Neither were you.
I bloody was.
You're a fucking idiot.
So where has this clip gone viral? Because I haven't seen it anywhere.
Oh, just go on TikTok and
I
just
have been.
Well, type in my name, my bum.
I've never typed that in. The things that will come up.
Pat me bum. Glastonbury.
Yeah,
just type in my bum.
I just don't think you're spelling it right.
How do you spell it?
PATMIBUM.
So your name is already out there. It's not Man Gets On Stage at Glastonbury. It's Pat Mibum. I mean,
there's probably quite a few videos of me out there now, but I believe the OG one was called Pat Mibum.
Sorry, the OG one being like 2 days ago.
Yeah.
What are all these other videos out there of you now?
Have you even opened TikTok on your phone?
Joey, Pat, why is someone dancing at Glastonbury going viral? Because everyone in the audience is pretty much dancing.
Yeah.
What was special about it?
Because we saw it and it was...
I don't get it.
It wasn't great, Pat.
Oh, but it weren't bad.
It looked like someone's first time at Zumba.
Is it the fact that this is Lewis Capaldi's big comeback?
Yeah.
And like maybe like 2 seconds of you being pushed off the stage.
They thought Lewis has had the Ozempic.
Yeah.
He's been to Turkey, which isn't easy to do, by the way.
I think that's why.
He's changed his face, his hair.
And he's lost all his rhythm.
His body.
Because when I went out there... Like, you know, thunderous applause and all that.
You keep saying that.
Everyone was like, yes, Lewis, you're back out. You're back. And then, you know, people started to realise that, you know, I wasn't Lewis Capaldi. And I did go up to
thunderous
the mic.
To thunderous applause.
And, you know, I went up to the mic to go and start singing, but I didn't get the chance.
Why not?
Well, they dragged me off the stage at that point.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
Yeah, they put me in a cell.
It's crazy they do that.
A cell at Glastonbury.
To thunderous applause.
Yes, they have a jail at Glastonbury, actually, yes.
Who else was in there with you?
This doesn't sound like Glastonbury.
Me and, you know, a bunch of other streakers.
Your eyesight isn't great, is it?
other streakers?
I mentioned I wasn't wearing trousers.
You didn't?
Oh, well, I forgot that. I'll have to do the dance again.
With your trousers down, go on.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind.
Go on, Pat, let's
see
it.
I'm happy to see that.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm not going to get my...
Boom. Pat me boom. Pat me boom.
No, just take your shorts down.
Thunderous applause.
Yay!
Do the dance.
This was exactly like it because the trousers were around my ankles.
Why are you Irish?
Actually, I've got my mum's from Ireland.
You didn't tell us that. You said your dad's from Wales. Are we supposed to assume your mum's Irish?
I'm not even watching.
Yeah.
It's a thunderous applause.
Thunderous applause.
And people thinking, that Lewis Capaldi's bonkers, isn't he?
And that got you dragged off and put in a cell with other streakers.
If it was on TikTok, I'd have called him Lewis from Aldi. Because he's like a knockoff.
Of course, yeah.
From the middle aisle.
Yeah. I'll be honest, I do go on TikTok. I've not seen his anywhere.
I think I've seen you under the name Shatmabum. I've seen that. I've seen that. Well, I saw you going viral for that.
Because
there's poo. There's poo going down the back of your leg, wasn't there?
Yeah, that's true. I did go viral a few years ago for that.
Shatmabum.
Shatmabum.
Recognised you.
Yeah.
Was that again?
It wasn't. I think it was at V Festival. It was a long time ago. Yeah. Rihanna was on stage.
Yes.
And Shatmabum.
Oh yeah. Because I remember you getting dragged off stage. It was like a big poo smear.
Down
the side of the stage.
Was this a desperate attempt to change your internet history of fame?
Like, I didn't think that you would work it out so quickly, to be honest.
Wasn't that quick?
I didn't think you'd cave so easily.
It's two very different experiences.
Yeah.
Both embarrassing, though.
Well, yeah, but...
You did the exact same thing.
They're
just
not that different, are they?
Well, they are quite different, though.
So you went on stage at V-Fest dancing and accidentally shit yourself a little bit.
Yes, yeah.
And was it accidentally, or was it...
But the difference was that the dancing at the time weren't that good back then.
Joe, Pat, what I like is you're saying you're enjoying the viral fame. What's been the enjoyment of it? What's been the highlight?
Just the amount of, like, people that come up to me now and sort of just say, oh, I saw you the other day. You were viral online.
It's the shitty bum guy.
I said, yeah, do you want to take a photo of me?
People just lob toilet roll at you on the street.
That explains the thunderous applause, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's that guy.
Like, man's got to have a hobby.
And your hobby is storming the stage and shitting yourself.
Yeah. Going to download this year, next year.
This year and next year.
I might download the video of you shitting yourself.
Well, you can, or you can just, yeah.
Just save it for real.
Look, do you want to do it
go
now?
Go on, shit yourself.
Shit yourself in that chair. Shit yourself.
Honestly, I barely
shit yourself. Shit yourself.
Shit me bum. Go on.
I can't. Oh, Wes.
Ooh.
I can imagine.
I know.
Not on a yellow chair.
No.
I don't think it's going to happen today, lads.
Really?
Tell you what, I could come back tomorrow.
No.
And
I tell you, if you want to come back tomorrow or the next podcast, and we'll get you some laxatives.
I love the sound of that.
Okay. Shat Me Bum comes onto the podcast, eats laxatives, and just stays there for a bit and sees what happens.
Mm. We're taking the piss out of me a lot here, but that
taking
was
the shit. Yeah.
You know, it's one of the greatest days of my life. Maybe not the one where I chat myself, but certainly Glastonbury. Highlight of my year.
Lewis Capaldi's big comeback, though.
Yeah.
You know, he spent 2 years building up to it, and then some absolute idiot. Tina.
Some fucking loser. Proper loser.
He was absolutely... pissing himself.
You said he was angry, didn't you, backstage?
Because it doesn't sound funny from what you've said.
No, and the dancing was shit.
Yeah. I don't understand.
I barely say dancing.
He was pissing himself.
That's just one man's opinion.
There's several men's opinions.
Yeah. Well,
billions of people have seen the video.
I don't think anyone's seen this video,
pathetic,
have they?
Pathetic, you know that.
All right. The video didn't go viral. All right. Are you happy now?
So you're enjoying your video not going viral. That makes more sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The video's you shitting yourself.
Yeah.
No, that
did go viral. Relieved. Still one of the best days of my life.
Sad life.
That is a sad life.
It is sad, yeah.
No. Really. Oh, what did you do last weekend?
Just spending time with my family.
So boring.
Around the people that, you know, I love.
Yeah, it would have been more boring if our friend Ryan helped.
I wasn't in jail.
Mm. Brother's birthday, went to a sauna.
Yeah, that's good.
It was really nice.
Yeah,
it was good, lovely.
Shit yourself?
No, not even once, mate.
Really?
Not even once.
Right, nice.
Yeah. Think about it.
You're blended. Remember, it was V-Fest where I shat myself. What are you talking about? I'm talking about the sauna, mate.
This is your...
Yeah.
Look, all I'm saying, right, is I've got this video of me at Glastonbury. Would you guys be able to help me make it go viral?
Fuck off, Pat.
Help me go viral.
Fuck off.
Just help us by...
We can clip you dancing. That can try and go viral.
Yeah.
No arse.
Fucking tragic.
How did poo come out of that? There's no arse there. Like a magic trick. All poo and no arse. Anyway,
wow.
Moving on. It's time for... I guess we could have a final question to play us out.
Yeah.
Question. Can we have a final question, please?
Oh, yes, it's the final question.
Thank you, Ethan.
The final question this week, which we need to find out, is what is... is what is the greatest invention?
What's the greatest invention?
The greatest invention.
Wow.
Of all the inventions.
Oh my God, there's so many to pick from.
We need to find out, Max.
Greatest.
Oh, sliced bread.
The internet.
Internet's probably...
The internet's got
Yeah, but
there.
It's caused some issues, hasn't it?
It has. Okay, no, greatest. It's worse. Greatest invention. Okay.
The light bulb.
Clothing?
The guy who can't dress talks about clothing.
Well, you know, back in the day, people...
You're sort of looking a bit like a you got ketchup, mustard and a gherkin.
Oh. Your colours. Lovely bit of salad there.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Talks to me about salad.
I've done that enough.
Modern medicine.
Boring.
Nah, rubbish boring. That.
Mid.
Because he put loads of money into that as well. I think what's...
So expensive. Money.
Yeah.
Money.
Planes.
Plague?
Isn't plane an incredible invention, you know? Yeah. You can get from one place to another. You're flying in the sky on something massive.
Mm. Yeah.
How about the legal system?
Fuck off.
Doesn't... That's a lot of people down.
Oh, name four.
The Central Park Five.
That's five.
Yeah.
Thank
so
you.
You've lost already.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sort of going overboard a bit.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
The, what do you call it? I guess the sewage system.
That's,
how have you gone from the internet to the sewage
that's
system?
Life. That was, that's life. Imagine that's pretty life changing, wasn't it?
Yeah, but it just goes in the sea now. A lot of people just stick it in the sea.
I just go
it's not meant to go
sea.
In the sea. It's meant to go to a treatment
dump it
facility.
In lakes.
About
glass?
Glass.
Or cars.
Yep.
Cars are good.
Wheels.
Cars aren't trumping planes, though.
How about the weekdays?
Nice.
Weekend, bruv.
That's not
fire.
An invention or just like our way of describing.
It's an invention, though. Somebody came up with it.
I guess.
Weekdays.
The Gregorian calendar.
Mm.
Yeah?
Whoever invented podcast needs a long, hard beating.
Long, hard
song. You got anything, Ryan?
Toothbrushes.
Should you use
them?
Give us a smile.
Yeah.
Maybe get some toothpaste for that toothbrush.
Fuck off.
What about you, Ethan?
Oh, well, the stairs.
VAR.
Oh, VAR is fantastic. Okay, no, it's not. The stairs.
The stairs.
Isn't it like nature's stairs, you know, a mountain?
Yes, I suppose the mountain could be viewed as nature's stairs.
Yeah.
Maybe the ramp have actually decided that's more diverse.
And a mountain could also be nature's slide.
Yeah.
TV, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
TV's good, yeah.
Oh, TV. Yes, yeah, great, yeah.
Better than movies.
Movies.
Somebody say movies?
thanks
my
for
segment.
Watching, guys.
My segment.
Stay safe,
greatest,
stay humble.
The greatest invention of all time, baby.
All time.
Babies.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.